Welcome to Finishing Well, brought to you by CardinalGuide.com with certified financial planner Hans Scheil, best-selling author and financial planner helping families finish well for over 40 years. On Finishing Well, we'll examine both biblical and practical knowledge to assist families in finishing well, including discussions on managing Social Security, Medicare, IRAs, long-term care, life insurance, investments, and taxes. Now, let's get started with Finishing Well.
Well, as we start off the new year for 2019 here on Finishing Well, you know, I have this kind of thought of Happy New Year, honey. and there's a reason, you know, we are here with certified financial planner Hans Scheil as we're headed into 2019. I couldn't help but think that, you know, coming off of Christmas, one of the things that I really just have thought about this Christmas is Jesus was born in Bethlehem. And you may know that in the Hebrew alphabet, it starts with Aleph, but the second letter is Bet. And that Bet means household. So Jesus was born in Bet, Lehem, meaning bread. So he was born in Bet means household, house of bread. You know, as we look at moving into 2019, is our household going to be a house of bread? Are we going to be able to supply for our families, you know, as Jesus was born, you know, in the house of bread? And that understanding Social Security benefits, spousal benefits, there's a whole bunch of rules and stuff in here that really, you know, can kind of slice the bread a little thin if we're not careful.
Well, I mean, so the thing that I've been looking at on my account lately, because I included it in my own personal Social Security statement in my book, and then I have in there that my wife is going to file as a spouse, collecting on my earnings record. It doesn't come from my money, so it's going to be additional money, but she's going to earn more at half of my full Social Security than she would on her own Social Security, because she's spent the majority of our career raising our children and keeping up our household and keeping.
Yeah, my wife's in the exact same boat. Exactly the same thing. That when I reach full retirement age, or you know, she would be getting a significant amount more, you know, from my spousal support, however you want to put that, than she would if she was just on her own Social Security.
So there's some rules with that, and we're not going to bore you with a bunch of details today because we don't do that. I mean, you can get them in my books and download them, and then you can ultimately meet with me if you chose, or we can talk on the phone to look at your particular situation. So there's a lot of rules with Social Security where you're going to determine, you know, first whether it's going to be better for the lesser earning spouse to collect on their own record or to collect the spousal benefit of the higher-earning spouse. Then you've got divorces, where you have a person that's been married to another person for 10 or more years, and then they're able to collect as a spouse as well.
Right. So that, you know, that was a big wow to me when I first heard about it earlier, is that if, you know, you're divorced and you had a high earning spouse, that if you were married for 10 years, when you get to the point where you can retire, you're entitled to half of their.
Providing you don't remarry before 60.
Okay.
Okay. So you can remarry after 60, but given those rules, and that doesn't preclude their current spouse from collecting either. And the money doesn't come out of their money. So you can have, you know, Dr. Big Bucks that's making $3,000 a month in Social Security or $4,000 a month, and then you can have his current spouse collecting half that or $1,500 a month, and you can also have his divorced spouse, providing she didn't remarry, collecting another $1,500 a month. They're both collecting, and guess what? When he dies,
so we could go all biblical and say, well, if he had seven wives.
Yeah. They would have written Social Security's rules differently if we still had the same marriage rules.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
So there's a lot of rules around this stuff. But we're really not here today to teach you all the spousal rules. Just suffice it to say that if you're a married couple and you go into retirement, you're going to get two checks from the government. One of them is the primary earner. The other one is the next primary earner or the spousal primary. There's going to be two checks coming in. And those checks, at least in my case, are going to be really larger than I thought they were until I really sat down and looked at it. And I think you found the same thing.
Exactly. That, wow, that's going to be a sizable amount of income between the two incoming checks that, again, is going to, you know, that's a lot of bread in that house.
Yeah. So there's a lot of planning things that we can do to make those checks as big as they can be for the longest period of time, which is defined by your life and the spouse. So that's a planning issue, and we need to do that and determine that first when we're doing financial planning or retirement planning, because that's the basis of your retirement. And then we look at your other retirement funds and sources of income, and we build on top of the Social Security. So what I want to stay on today is not so much starting those checks, living off them for a while, and which we've both done as we've looked, okay, most folks are planning in retirement when they're in their 60s and they're planning. They both see the possibility that they're going to live, both of them, into their 80s, late 80s, maybe even 90s, and they're going to kind of die holding hands, or a little bit like George and Barbara. George just passed away, and Barbara, I pretty much knew that was coming with Barbara
right.
passing away several months ago. I mean, that you see that a lot. But what they don't look at, which happens a lot, is one of them dies in their 70s, and then the other one lives another 20 years. That's a real possibility, probability for a lot of folks that I'm sitting down with in their 60s. And having lived through that with clients and experiencing that, just this extreme loss of income at the death of the first spouse, I, of course, am going to plan for that and make people aware of that.
Right, but I just look at my own situation right there, and we've done the study that if I waited till I was 70 before I began to collect my Social Security, that would be like $3,300 or something like that that I would be getting every month. My wife would get half of the $2,850, I think, which is my full retirement, which is, again, about $1,500. So now all of a sudden we got pretty close to $5,000 coming into the household, you know, plus whatever income we have. But, you know, there's $5,000 coming in every month. But then all of a sudden I'm 10 years older than – not 10, but 7 years older than Tammy. You know, I pass away first, which is likely. And now, oh, wow. Things change radically. You go from around $5,000 a month to she's only going to be getting the larger of the two checks to $2,800, and it's almost cut in half.
Yeah. And see, and even in situations where you're not doing the spouse thing, it's actually worse where you've got two earners for the whole time. We have a lot of couples coming in now. It's fairly common where they both have good earnings records. Or they both have kind of middle earnings records, but when you add them together, it's a pretty good check. And they're close to each other, but they don't realize that's all wonderful. When the first one passes away, the smaller of the two checks is going to go away at death. I mean, that's the simplest way to understand this, is you go into retirement, married couple, you got two checks coming in. And when the first one of you passes, and we don't know whether we – only God knows whether – that's going to be the man or the woman, we can guess, but it doesn't really matter. One of you, if they go before the other and the other has to live a long time, the smaller of the two checks is going to leave the household income. And that's pretty drastic in these days and time.
Yeah, it's hugely drastic if all of a sudden, you know, there's over $2,000 come out of your household income when you're used to living that way. And you know, there we get back to the topic of, you know, happy birthday, honey. It's like, oh, my goodness, you passed away. And with that, I had no concept that all of a sudden this much of my income was going to change. And are there ways to plan? Well, I guess you're probably see where we're headed with this.
Well, here's what I'm going to tell you is, if you think maybe we've taken you in a circle and confused you a little bit, you know, I'm going to apologize for that. This is very complicated, and there's a lot of little funny rules and things that come in. And so That's one of the reasons I wrote a book about it in simple and plain English. And a little plug for my book here. It's called The Complete Cardinal Guide to Planning for and Living in Retirement. You can get it on Amazon. You can also, if you go to our website, cardinalguide.com, you can go there and you can go on the 7 Worries tab and you can go through and tag Social Security. You can tag your Medicare supplement, long-term care, investment, income taxes, all the different 7 worries. And then you can find the individual chapters of the book and the workbook where you can download for free. And so you could see them this afternoon or this morning if you go in there and find them and download them. Or you can go down to the messaging center and you can send me a message that you were listening to the show. I'll be glad to send you a copy of this book, no charge. As well, if you just give me your email address, we'll email one, a digital copy. We'd like to get you the information. This is complicated. There's things you can do from a planning perspective. So we can't prevent bad things from happening to you, but we can certainly prepare for them so that you don't suffer as much or the surviving spouse does not suffer as much financially.
Right, which, you know, is the title of the show, Finishing Well, of course, with Certified Financial Planner Hans Scheil. Today's show, we're talking about, you know, Happy New Year, honey, 2019, and the House of Bread. And it's fascinating to me, you know, just to begin with, that the Social Security is that lucrative and that you could be looking at bringing in that much money in retirement, you know, without IRAs and these other things. I mean, here comes a substantial amount of money, $5,000 a month.
Yeah, possibly tax-free.
And so, you know, we got a lot to talk about on the other side of the break that's coming up, but we want to urge you again, cardinalguide.com, where you can find out all about the book, or, as we said, you know, just email Hans, and he will send out a copy of that. When we come back, more on Happy Birthday, Honey, and the House of Bread in Finishing Well 2019.
We hope you are enjoying Finishing Well, brought to you by CardinalGuide.com. Visit CardinalGuide.com for free downloads of previous shows, including episodes about Social Security, Medicare, IRAs, long-term care, life insurance, investments, and taxes, as well as Hans' best-selling book, The Complete Cardinal Guide to Planning for and Living in Retirement, plus the accompanying workbook. If you want to follow along with today's topic, download free PDFs at CardinalGuide.com by going to the 7 Worries tab of today's show topic. Just scroll down to useful documents. Once again, for free resources, past shows, or to get Hans' book, The Complete Cardinal Guide to Planning for and Living in Retirement, or the workbook, go to cardinalguide.com. If you have a question, comment, or suggestion for future shows, click on Finishing Well Radio Show and send us a word. Once again, that's cardinalguide.com. Cardinalguide.com. Now, back to Finishing Well, brought to you by cardinalguide.com.
Welcome back to Finishing Well. Today's show, Happy New Year, Honey. We're talking about, wow, sort of coming off of Christmas, Bethlehem, the House of Bread. And that's really cool how Social Security is. You know, there's a lot of bread that's a possibility. It's going to be coming into your house. But you're kind of describing that inside of our house, we not only do we have bread, but there's this three-legged stool that kind of keeps us going.
Well, I've been taught that since my first financial planning class back in the 70s and 80s, and it's right up to the modern day. You know, the three-legged stool of retirement. It's got Social Security, which is always there as long as you're alive. You've got pensions, which used to be there for a lot of people. Now they're only there for some people. They've been replaced a lot with 401ks and defined contribution type savings, retirement savings accounts. But you got pensions as the second leg. And then the third leg is personal savings. And Social Security was never intended to be your only source of retirement income. I will tell you what I learned in my practice is there's a lot of married couples drawing two checks. They maybe have the potential of other income because they got this big, fat retirement savings account. They're just taking the minimums from that. So if they ever needed more than their Social Security, they could certainly, we can create an income of that. And they talked to me about that. But a lot of them live off their Social Security. And if they do it tax-wise, they got no income tax to pay. So it's really a net check. They don't have any debts. So they just, it creates their living. And they, a lot of seniors are going to live pretty frugally. So they just, so there's a lot of people that have ended up that of the three-legged stool, they're just standing on one leg of it. And I guess you could say they're standing on the other leg or one of the other legs, the personal savings, but they're not really drawing it down. And, you know, that's another show where we're talking about IRAs. So, you know, on this show, we're really talking about the fact and celebrating the fact that married couples, two Social Security checks, they've become pretty significant with inflation. So it's a good thing if you both live to be up in your 80s or 90s, you're just going to keep that going on. It's inflation adjusted. But the problem we've been talking about today, and we really want to highlight, is that that first person, and we don't know if it's this one or that one, but one of them passes away in their 70s or right at 80, and then the other one lives for 10 years or more up into their 80s or 90s. And this is a lot of people out there.
So you're not completely taking out the other leg of the stool, but you're going down half, which is going to create a real lean.
Yeah, especially if you've been living off it and counting on it and paying the bills off. It costs almost as much for one to live as two.
But, you know, one of the really fascinating things in this discussion for me, because I'd heard the term annuity, I couldn't begin to tell you what it meant. But as you explained a few minutes ago, when you begin to understand annuities, you really are going to see that, wow, your life, every American citizen's life is going to be hugely improved because of an annuity. The, you know, probably the world's largest annuity is Social Security.
Oh, it definitely is. And every American that works has it. So if we just took you as an example, and you have a combined income of over $5,000 a month, just on a projection, starting at 70. And then if you and your spouse live on up into your 90s together, well, she'll still be in her 80s, and then you pass away, that's going to go down. But it won't be that big of a problem as if you live up into her 90s. She's only going to have so many years. It'll be a problem, but nothing like if you passed away, you know, in your mid-70s, and then she lives into her 90s. It could be like 25 years. She's living off of that smaller Social Security check. So what is really good on the front end of retirement potentially can create a real problem on the back end of your retirement.
But
for
the
your
idea that, you know, where else are you going to get a deal where you pay money into something, but then it pays out in big, huge chunks like this forever? In other words, as long as I live, I have an income coming from Social Security, and that, in fact, is what an annuity is.
And that's an uncertain period of time, all of this.
Right.
Only known by God. But you'd think that the Social Security Administration and the government knows about it, because they're guaranteeing with the full faith of the government that they're going to pay you this payment, or you and your spouse together, for the rest of your life. And they've got a certain amount of money set aside. It doesn't have tagged Robbie Dillmore on there, but in some degree it does. You know, and I'm just guessing $700,000, $800,000, $900,000 that they've got set aside right now, that's going to grow some. And then it's also going to have money paid in by you, because you're not 70 yet, before you start collecting. I mean, that's the kind of chunk of change you need to be able to pay out on something like that with a couple of healthy people, 70 and 63,
right, and
a few
so
years from now.
Annuities were set up in that idea that you would have an income coming forever.
Well, yeah, and so we probably have, not probably, we have 100 different annuity writing insurance companies at our disposal. And then each one of those companies has 5 to 10 different products, different combinations. And so, you know, we have a way through all those choices to come up with something where we could replace that pension leg of the stool, or that's the, so for those of you without a pension, if you do have that personal savings or that retirement savings, but you're just looking at a chunk of money and investing it, and you'd prefer something a little more guaranteed like Social Security, we can take part of that and create a retirement income where now you'd have an insurance company guaranteeing to pay you and your spouse a certain amount of money by the month for the rest of both of your lives.
Right.
And we can sit down, and it's going to take a hunk of money to do that. You know, it just is, and it's a great diversification of bonds. So when we're taking this from an investment perspective, and we're looking at people, bonds have really, in the most recent past, very poor yields. And so when we're putting that conservative money, which we need to do with retirement folks, annuities sometimes can offer some of the same benefits with a better interest and a better payout. So we're going to take a portion of your money, maybe the bond portion of it, the safe portion, and put it into an annuity that's going to come with some guarantees of income for the rest of your life.
And if you're just tuning in, you're wondering, what in the world? You're listening to Finishing Well with Certified Financial Planner Hans Scheil. And, of course, everything we're talking about today is in his book, The Complete Cardinal Guide to Planning for and Living in Retirement, which is available at his website under the 7 Worries tab. You can download a PDF of the very chapter we're talking about, Social Security, today, or just go to the messaging, you know, contact us portion, contact Hans, and ask for the book. Give me your email. It'll send you out a digital copy. Absolutely.
Or you could send me your address, and I'll send you the paper book, and you can have something tangible to sit.
Well, and so, you know, that other leg of the stools, we've certainly talked about the Social Security, and but from a personal savings standpoint, a lot of folks aren't doing what they could do on that leg because they're taking minimum distributions on their IRAs.
Well, yeah, and so you think about it is that what's gone on in the last 30 years, 40 years, is we used to have pensions. You know, you'd work at a company, you'd stay there a lot of years, and then however many years you stayed there, 20, 25, 30, 35, then you'd get a check for the rest of your life, funded by the pension fund. A lot of that has shifted to where now people don't work for companies for 20, 30, 40 years anymore. Some do, but a lot of them, they're going to be 5 years here and then over there and maybe then self-employed and back working there. So these defined contribution plans where instead of agreeing to pay you a pension payment at the end of your work, they put aside a certain amount of money or matching, or you put it aside. It has tax benefits. And so you have a lot of America. This is really most of the cash that they have, if they have it. It's sitting in an IRA or a 401k. And then as people approach retirement and approach age 70, a lot of them just don't want to spend any of it because they're just thinking, I got to pay taxes. Well, and that's okay, but the government's going to get their money. Is if you hoard that money and just play the minimum distribution game, the government is going to, they're going to get that money when you die, okay? I mean, you leave it to your spouse and you roll it over, they're not going to get it yet. But sooner or later, that's going to go to the next generation and they're going to have a big, huge tax bill. Okay. And so what I'm suggesting and advocating for a lot of folks is that we take a piece of that and we get smart about it now and we start living off it in retirement and we use that to create an income, whether that's through investments, whether we invest that and get it more and more conservative as you get older, because you got to have older folks and they're not worrying about the stock market much, unless they're very wealthy, where we're gonna pull off of that an income, or we do go to something like an annuity, and maybe we don't draw income now, but we have a plan in the insurance company. You can turn on an income that you can't outlive. So that
right, which is, you know, kind of what a Social Security is. It's turned on an income that you can't outlive, but it's kind of cool to know that you can create that to bring balance. As I think about your three-legged stool, it's like so many other things in life is trying to find balance in your household, right?
For sure.
And know that, you know, you're ready for these things. Not only that, but when, you know, your wife wakes up in 2030 or whatever, she's not going, oh, my goodness, you know, half my check's gone. What am I going to do? You know, that's gut-wrenching.
Oh, it is. And I find it funny in the press where there's these people, I hate annuities. There's this guy out there that, you know, is running ads on that. And there's many people in the press that really get down on these things, that they're a ripoff. And everybody in America has at least one annuity. And it's an accumulation deferred annuity, unless they're in retirement. And then it's an annuity in the payout phase. They can't outlive it. They can't spend it. They can't blow it. And I'm conservative in my leanings, but I don't agree with the people that we all ought to give everybody Social Security accounts and let them invest the money, and they're going to do better than the government does. I've just watched what people do as a mass, and I just don't think that's going to have a pretty outcome.
And so it's an amazingly cool thing because, you know, since I've began to understand, we've talked about Social Security today, that number one, every month since I turned 62 or three? Yeah,
63.
Ever since I turned 63, you know, my memory's going now that I'm there. Every month.
I got you covered.
Every single month, my amount that I would be getting is going to go up clear till I'm 70. And so every month that I forego taking it, it goes up. So it becomes an interesting planning thing to say, okay, Robbie, in my situation with my wife and my family and her situation, when is it ideal for me, you know, to call that in? And I've rethought that even as of today when we were sitting around lunch. And so, you know, this is part of the reason why with, you know, many advisors, you know, plans succeed. And to have somebody like you in your corner is a wonderful thing. I hate this show's over because we kind of, you know, saved the best for last, and I guess we're just going to have to carry that over to next week.
Yeah. I want to remind, I got offices in Charlotte, Greensboro, and our home office is in Durham. And we work with people all over the United States on the phone. A lot of our customers we never meet, but certainly you folks in North Carolina, if you did want to meet us face-to-face, we'll be glad to sit down and chat with you.
Yeah, and so in next week's show, you know, as we were sitting there just today in lunch, you know, Hans and I were talking about, wow, if I took this a little bit early when I got to full retirement age and I took that money and began to do some planning with it, that my wife would clearly, you know, really be going ka-ching when I pass away.
Okay.
So, well, that's when we come back next week, stay tuned. Your wife, your husband might be going, oh, I want to know about the ka-ching. So thank you for listening today to Finishing Well.
We hope you enjoyed Finishing Well, brought to you by CardinalGuide.com. Visit CardinalGuide.com for free downloads of this show or previous shows on topics such as Social Security, Medicare, IRAs, long-term care, life insurance, investments, and taxes, as well as Hans' best-selling book, The Complete Cardinal Guide to Planning for and Living in Retirement, and The Workbook. Once again, for dozens of free resources, past shows, or to get Hans' book, go to CardinalGuide.com. If you have a question, comment, or suggestion for future shows, click on the Finishing Well radio show on the website and send us a word. Once again, that's CardinalGuide.com. CardinalGuide.com.